Leviticus chapter 9. This is continuing the idea of them setting up the tabernacle and sanctifying everybody, dedicating everybody, the priests, and in fact all the people. On the eighth day, Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders, and he said to Aaron, "Take a calf from the herd for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering without blemish, and offer them before Yahweh." The animals for the offerings all in some way looked forward to the Lord Jesus, and they were to be taken from the herd. You might remember when they first kept Passover, they were to take out of the flock a lamb. And this shows how the Lord Jesus was one of us. He was one of the flock, one of the herd. He was one of our boys. It's so significant that the Lord Jesus had our nature, that he was not like a sort of a comet that sort of flew down from heaven and was on earth for 33 years and then flew off again. Not at all. He was one of us. And his path to God, to perfection, is therefore ours, because he shows what's possible within human nature. We can't give up and think, "Oh, well, I'm just human. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I'm too weak." Look, we can't make our nature, our humanity, an excuse, because Jesus had our human nature. Whatever we say about human nature, you say about Jesus, who was holy and harmless and undefiled in his life, although he was human. So I think that's the significance of take a calf from the herd for a sin offering. So they were to make a sin offering, then a burnt offering, and then verse 4, the peace offering. And those three sacrifices are always in that order, the sin offering, the burnt offering, the peace offering. You've got to recognize that you are a sinner, that you have sinned, and to deal with that as we do by accepting the sin offering of the Lord Jesus for our sins. And after that, there's the burnt offering, which speaks of dedication. And only after that can you celebrate peace with God. If Jesus died for me, then I want to die for him. He totally dedicated himself to me, and it's like in a marriage. I will dedicate myself to him. And then you have peace with God. You can't just leapfrog the sin offering and the burnt offering and say, "Yeah, I'm just going to celebrate my peace with God. Everything's okay." That was the trouble with the false prophets in the time of Jeremiah. They kept telling everybody, "Oh, you've got peace with God, don't worry about your sin, that's not an item." No, you'll only really get peace with God that you can celebrate by having the sin offering and the burnt offering, by having recognized your sin and dealing with it, and then dedicating yourself to God. For example, you may go to church and there's some great songs to sing that celebrate your peace with God. And that's all good stuff. But you've got to realize that you only get to that point if you have dealt with your sin, if you have really confessed that "I am a serious sinner, please forgive me." So this is what happened here. Aaron drew near to the altar, killed the calf of the sin offering, which was for himself. The sons of Aaron presented the blood to him. He dipped his finger in the blood and put it on the horns of the altar, and poured out the blood at the base of the altar, but the fat and the kidneys and the cover from the liver of the sin offering he burned on the altar. And the flesh and the skin he burned with fire outside the camp. Again, it's the inward parts that were so significant. And yet when you look at these things, the fat, the kidneys, and the cover that was over the liver, which was also a kind of fat, these were the things that in their day they considered to be the best. Now, we might not necessarily agree. We may not think that liver, animal kidneys, and particularly animal fat is in fact the most yummy part of an animal, but they did in those days. And so whatever in our culture we consider to be the best, we are to give to God. This is the consistent message. Give the best to God. He washed the inward parts and the legs and burned them on the burnt offering on the altar. So then, after all this, Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and blessed them. And he came down from offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offering. Again, you see the order, sin, burnt offering, peace offering. Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of Yahweh appeared to all the people. There came forth fire from before Yahweh and consumed the burnt offering and the fat upon the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. That's the most wonderful feeling to have, that I gave something to God and he accepted it. And this is what David wishes in one of the Psalms when he says, may God accept all your sacrifices. This is all part of our personal relationship with God, that I offer to him and he accepts and he shows that acceptance.